as I was walking into the studio this morning, you know, it hit me that we are about to cross the threshold of 4 years of doing our podcast. And honestly, it's been an incredible experience for me. Thoroughly enjoyed it. We've had tremendous guests, a myriad of subjects we covered to help you with the planning process and through the sales process, whether it be marketing, sales, financial, due diligence, the exit planning process itself. We've taken a deep dive, and you know, I feel very good and confident that we're providing you with great information to help you make your decision when you're ready to make the sale. But it also hit me that there's one area that we really haven't focused on. I mean, we touched on it, but it is, in my opinion, our opinion as Osage, the most critical aspect of selling your business. Good morning. My name's Keith D. Welcome back to our podcast, The Ins and Outs of Selling a Business. So what is this aspect that we kind of touched on but really never dove deep into? It's the emotional landscape of a transaction. You know, that emotional journey that you as business owners, us as business owners, go through from the beginning to the end, and how you navigate those waters so you come out with a successful outcome that meets your goals and objectives when you started the process. You know, as business owners, we have a deep attachment to our companies, right? I mean, the sacrifices, the hours, the risks, the decisions you had to make, you know, and then also the joy, the excitement, the successes. You know, these all become, you know, part of your identity as a person. I mean, we have business owners that have been, you know, working in their companies 20, 30, 40, even 50 years. So your business becomes an extension of yourself. So when you're looking to sell, these emotional is going to kind of, emotions are going to kind of rise to the top, right? You know, is this the right decision for me? What should I be doing? Who's the right type of buyer? You know, and it creates anxiety, right? So how do you mitigate some of that emotion? How do you tamp it down? How do you keep it in control is critical. You know, at Osage, we always ask clients when they come in, what's motivating the conversation? Why are you selling your business now, right? And what are your goals and objectives? I mean, these are critical aspects. And for us, we never lose sight of that throughout the transaction because, you know, during that, say, 6, 9, 12-month period, we're going to be very, very close. I mean, we're going to be a key trusted advisor to you, as well as your accountant and your wealth manager and your lawyer. But you're going to rely heavily on our expertise to help you guide us through these waters, to help you, you know, keep your emotions in check, so to speak, so that you arrive at the right outcome. Now, you're looking to find the best buyer that's the right fit, that appreciates the legacy that you and your family have created, whether you're first, second, third generation or more, understands the culture of what you've created over all these years, and takes care of your employees, right? These are things going through your head. I mean, are they going to contribute back to the community? Yeah, as most business owners, myself included, that, you know, you, whether you do it through sponsorship of Little League or softball or soccer or basketball or some community event to benefit your community, or you're behind the scenes quietly making a commitment to your community, you want the new ownership to come in and appreciate that and continue along those lines. So when you walk away or when you leave your business, you're feeling good about it. And, you know, so these unknowns, these uncertainties, you know, create angst, anxiety, right? I mean, you know, who are the buyers? What's my company worth? You know, again, your employees, are they going to be taken care of? These are all unknowns that create anxiety for a business owner when they're finally coming to the decision to sell. And, you know, at some point, so timing that sale in your terms is critical, because I'm 100% certain of one thing: when you're selling a company or as a business owner, at some day you're going to exit your company, right? It's inevitable. So doing it in a way that works for you on your terms through a process is not only going to give you peace of mind, you're going to feel good about it. And when you finally make that exit, whether it's the day you sell, 6 months later, 2 or 3 months later, you want to feel good, right? After you sign up, you want to feel good about, this is the right thing for me and my family. You know, it's funny, I was walking a trade show yesterday, and I was talking to a gentleman. He was at a booth. They manufacture PC boards, electronic component assembly. And we're just chatting, and he said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "How's things going?" He says, "Great." I said, I told him what I did. I said, "Well, you know, I sold my company 5 years ago to the company he's working with." I said, "How's it been?" He says, "The best decision I made in my life. I get to do everything I want to do, but I've taken that risk off. I've mitigated my risk. I've taken that burden off my shoulders. And now these last 4 or 5 years, I've enjoyed myself. I've continued to contribute to the success and growth and future of my company, which is now owned by somebody else. I'm very happy with my decision." So, you know, it's the kind of conversation that you need to have with yourself, but also, you know, with your advisors. I mean, it's all about communication. It's all about being transparent. You know, whether you're transparent with the buyer or through your advisor like us, Osage, right? I mean, having somebody who's been through multiple transactions over many years, you know, can help you guide and help you, you know, kind of give some clarity to these unknowns, these uncertainties. You know, I always say we've seen everything, you know, but every deal's different. And as I always say, there's always something on the table that we didn't think about, right? Because everybody has their own personality. Everything's different. And so some things come up in a transaction that need to be addressed. And our goal is, no matter how small, how minute, how minimal the buyer may think it is, if it's a concern to you, it's a concern to us. And we need to find that answer to satisfy you so you're comfortable, right? Motion, I feel better about it moving forward. You know, the sales process is, it's a slodge, it's a slug, right? I mean, you're going into it and it is, there's a lot of things you don't know. We talked about who the buyer, what's the value, you know, am I making the right decision? I mean, you owe it to yourself. You want to reap the benefits of all your hard work after all these years. So you go into the transaction and you're with a sense of optimism, right? That, you know, we've had this conversation. The market as it is today, this is where we think the company's worth. And, you know, we go into this, into the process, right? To run through a process to find you the right buyer that's the right fit, so you can make an informed decision and do a deal, so to speak. But as you started here, and then as you go deeper into the transaction, you know, that emotional tide starts to rise. You know, in the trade, we kind of call it, deal fatigue, right? I mean, you know, as you feel like you're getting worn down. I mean, you've been running your business for, like I said, for many, many, many years, and you're having somebody kind of poke around and question your decisions and how you did things. And I said, "Why are you questioning me? I mean, I have a profitable company. I've lived a wonderful lifestyle. I've taken care of my family, my employees." I said, "What's the deal here?" But the buyers are, you know, going to write a pretty big check, and they start getting, it gets very, or could get very tense. Our job is, again, is that open communication, transparency. So, you know, you understand why they need to do this, And then, of course, the buyer appreciates what your concerns are. Because they don't want you to be in an adversarial position when you close the deal. It's not good for them. It's not good for you. Likely, if you get that position, you're going to probably back away and say, look, you're not the right fit for me. I'm going to take it off the market and I want to rethink my process. So they have to, it's like a delicate balance. You know, your emotions are running high. Their emotions start to run high. So, you know, it's the whole communication piece is really critical to success. Because you want that sense, like we said earlier, that sense of closure that you feel good about. And you can move on to that next phase of your life, whatever that may be, which also could be a concern. What am I going to do, right? What am I going to be? Where am I going to go? You know, one of our first guests, and I was thinking about this, you know, driving up, was a gentleman named Mark Rollins. He has a company now. He sold his three-generation family business. And he was trying to think what he's going to do, you know, after he sold. And he said, you know what? I'm going to take my experiences and I'm going to help other people who are in my situation. So I know I'm getting a little bit of a plug for Mark, but he formed this company called Retirement Transformed. Because you hear about retirement, we think about, you know, you're sitting in a wheelchair or you're sitting in a rocker overlooking this beautiful pasture and then you let the days go by. But that's not how it is anymore, right? I mean, you know, as someone said yesterday, 75 is the new 65. There's a lot of life left after you sell your business. Well, you're selling it at 60 years old, 65 years old, 7 years old. There's a lot of things you may want to do. It's not the end game, it's the beginning. And so understanding and maybe talking to somebody about what should I be doing after I sell my company is important. You could be very happy to travel and play some golf, go sailing, you know, spend time with the family. Or you may say, I want to get back to my community, or a balance of both. There's a lot of things you can do. But so that kind of, you know, sunset experience that we all feel when we're selling a company that we worked for, you know, for 25, 30 years is not necessarily the end. It's the beginning. So coming to that realization or feeling good about that type of things is important. And, you know, I wrote down some things, you know, when I was putting this together that I thought were very important about you know, selling your company. And I think it really comes down to, you know, it comes down to, you know, trying to take some of that doubt, some of that uncertainty, you know, out of the process and, you know, thinking about the positives of why you're doing this. And I think it also, you know, in focusing on that, why am I doing this? I mean, you don't want to be in a situation where you're forcing or being forced to sell, right? God forbid it's a health concern, a partner passes, or he or she wants to get out. You know, you don't want to be in a situation where you are, because that's going to drive a whole another emotional aspect, right? You're going to start feeling a sense of frustration and disappointment, anger, whatever about this person that you've been partner with for many, many years. Yeah, look, a lot of things happen. The emotional roller coaster ebbs and flows. Situations like, you know, you've planned on turning your business over to the next generation. And it's been in your mind for 10 years. And all of a sudden, your son and daughter come to you and say, you know, Mom, Dad, this is not for me, right? I don't want to be in this business. I'm going to move on. I went to college for a psychology degree or an engineering degree or an accounting degree or a law degree. And so I'm going to pursue my degree. And then maybe in 5 years, I'll come back and, you know, we'll readdress whether or not I should come to business. And you're sitting there like, I really don't have 5 years. For you to make, because you come back in 5 years, I need to spend another 5 years with you teaching you the various aspects of our company. And so you're sitting there, a sense of disappointment, maybe not, but you know, typically like, oh, I was hoping that they would come in, but you know, statistically, what, 23% of businesses transition to the second generation and maybe 12-13% to the third generation. So statistically, they're not going to take it over, right? So a lot of things happen in that decision-making process. So it's really important to focus on, you know, what is driving the decision. How am I going to buy it? Assembling a team to support me on that. I mean, I can tell you, you know, and maybe this is, you know, going into selling your company without a team supporting you, I wouldn't recommend it, especially an investment banker. I mean, you need someone to be your point person, right? It's kind of like take all the inflow from the buyer and then parse it out in a way that you are comfortable, you know, reacting to it. So why do they need this? What's all this about? What's all, you know, you want them, I want you to ask me all those questions so I can respond to you and explain to you why they're looking for this and why it's important for the success of the transaction. You know, I've had many, many, many phone calls over the year where our clients got very frustrated and they called up, you know, screaming and yelling, I'm done with this. I don't want this. I've had it with these guys. They don't get me, you know, and I want those phone calls. I want you to take your frustrations out on someone like myself or someone in our team. So then it gets off your shoulders and then we can talk about, okay, what's bothering you? Let's talk about what the issues are. And then I can take that, or we can take that, and then we can go back to the buyers and say to them, hey, look, this is where we're at. This is how we want it to work. And if you want to move forward, you need to get on board, right? If you are working directly with a buyer and you're trying to run your company, and of course you got people asking all these questions and you got your lawyer needing this, your accountant needing this, or they can provide information. You got your family, what's going on? And, you know, it starts to build within you, right? And then if you are talking to a buyer directly and you kind of, quote unquote, blow up on them, right? That could blow the deal, right? You don't want that to happen. So you navigating those waters, that emotional landscape, keeping things in check so you get the outcome that works for you and your family are a critical aspect. In fact, as I said earlier, there's no more important aspect of the, you know, component that drives a transaction than making sure you feel good about it. I mean, we always ask clients prior to close, how are you feeling? You know, and if you feel good about it, you move forward. If you don't feel good about it, maybe we take a pause and say, look, you know what? I'm not right. This doesn't feel right for some reason. I'm going to pull it back, which is okay. You know, we're a relationship firm. We want you to make the right decision that works for you and your family. But I always ask that question, how are you feeling? And if the answer is I'm ready, then we move forward and we close. And then you begin that next chapter of your life. You know, so that whole emotional journey, so to speak, you know, there's many, many, many ways to help diffuse some of those emotions, tamp them down, find answers that take that uncertainty or doubt out about it. And, you know, I feel this is a really important topic. And what I'd like to do is, you know, dedicate another episode, kind of ways that we worked with our clients, you know, real life examples over our 23 years plus of how we worked with our clients to get them comfortable, so they're good about it. So we're gonna handle those in another episode. I'm gonna, but you know what I like to do right now is I just want to take a minute. And as I walked in, I mentioned that you know, we're crossing the 4-year anniversary of our podcast, and I just want to express a great appreciation to our subscribers and listeners over the years. I hope we've provided you with valuable tools to help you when you're thinking about selling and selling your companies. And I look forward to continuing this podcast for many, many years. And hopefully the additional information we provide will provide you additional benefits that you can utilize when you're making that decision to sell. Again, my name's Keith D., president and founder of Osage Advisors. You can learn more about our company on our website at osageadvisors.com. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 860-767-3273, extension 1001. You can email me at kdee@osageadvisors.com. Or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Ins and Outs of Selling a Business, and learn more about us and follow us into the future. Thanks again for being with us and have a great day.